take your seats.
Kwa kutumwa tushako.
And we want to invite
Kabiri telefo kuita
Ida.
Ida.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. There'll be no more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. There'll be no more dying there. We are going to see the King. There'll be no more dying there. We are going to see the King. There'll be no more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Ooh. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more sorrow there. We are going to see the King. There'll be no more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. And should there be any rivers we must cross, should there be any mountains we must climb, strength that we need, He'll give us grace till we reach the other side. We have come from every nation. God knows each of us by name. Jesus took His blood and He washed our sins. He washed them all. Oh, there's some of us who have laid down our lives, but we all shall live again on the other side. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. I said soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. And there'll be no more crying there. We are going to see the King. There'll be no more crying there. We are going to see the King. There'll be no more dying there. Going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King.
Keep clapping for Ida. And now in Dola.
The
moment we have been waiting for is
here.
God has sent his anointed servant to be a blessing to this great city. Yesterday we saw the power of God at work mightily. And I believe tonight it's going to be even more powerful. Tonight is going to be a night of miracles. Miracles of salvation. Of healing. Of deliverance. The blessing of the Lord. Please stand to your feet. Let's welcome Evangelist Gareth. He was miracle
today.
Hallelujah.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I believe God's word is still to say.
I expect a miracle. For with God,
nothing is impossible. It's not possible to be impossible. And with God, every promise shall come true. All we know, surely all things.
Lift your hand, everybody. I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle.
I expect
a miracle today. Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I believe God's word is still the same. I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle.
Lift your hands, Father. Thank you for tonight. Thanks for your great power that is released here today. Jesus,
yes,
have mercy upon us. Jesus,
yes,
heal us.
Tunda peni.
Deliver us.
Kwakuleni.
Save us. Mutupusushe. Thanks for your power. Thanks for your great mercies that are released in our lives tonight in Indola. We are grateful for your presence, Lord Jesus. We are grateful for your power, Lord Jesus. Thank you for many salvations and many healings tonight. In the name of Jesus. We bind every power of darkness. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We cast out devils in the name of Jesus. Anyone who has been harassed by demons in any way, put your hand on your head. Let me pray with you. Father, I thank you that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Right now, I command devils, come out of the people right now. Lose the people now. They are declared free in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hand and thank God. For salvation, for healing, for deliverance. Every power of Satan working in your life tonight is broken tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to first of all thank our wonderful pastors of Indola for welcoming me and the Healing Jesus campaign into your beautiful city of Indola.
Many
May your ministries go higher and higher in Jesus' name.
Ifironga lino fyenu fiwe ifya kusumbulwa ukuya pamulu pamulu mwishina kwa Yesu Kristo.
Maybe one day I will come back to Indola. I don't know.
Tamuishi veri mbika bwela na kabiri mulo mundola.
We want to thank also our MP for his presence here and the government for their support. Thank you, sir. God
kabiri
bless you.
Ukutotera abe mina ko chino chitungu icha Indola Central wa MP. Ero no buteko.
Tonight is a night of unusual miracles in your life. Whatever makes people say sorry to you and feel sorry for you, tonight is canceled in Jesus' name.
No kumweva tiota filemoneka wino umweo wenu. Umunobu shiku fiafu tiwa mwishina ya kwa Yesu Christo.
Your long awaited deliverance is here tonight.
Icho mwanelo leno kukakura kwenu. Nomba chini pano. Muni munobu shiku.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today I'm preaching about the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed.
Matthew chapter
13, verse 31. Another parable put it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Amen.
Ngaluamena rulata mpoku kula luava muchimpu kusa. Kaimu kulekeresha luwa isabe chimu tichi karamba ne misambo. Ero nefyunifia mulwelele firesa muku wako no kuikarako. Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound or confuse the wise. And God has chosen weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, God has chosen, yea, things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence.
Lesa asola asala ifintu ifyabuwelewele. Ukuti fingesa kuru enano kumukuno kumurumbanya. Kabiri asa lapani firefi asulwa. Ukuti fipala me kuriwene.
Amen. 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 Now, tonight I want you to know that there are many countries, but actually there are only two countries.
Bunobu shikundefu wuti muishive ukuti. Kwa liba ifyarwe fingi. Lelo mfure mwaisha tikuwa bafie ifyaro fibiri.
You see, Zambia has so many countries as neighbors. Angola, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Malawi. These are all your neighbors. So you think that there are so many countries in the world. But actually, there are only two countries.
Ichalo cha Zambia, chali kwata, ifyarwe fingi, ifya shinguruka, Angola, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Congo, Tanzania. Nangu twingalanda fyafuna fumufwe mwaisha tawe kwa bafye fyalo fibiri mwisonde lyonse. Amen.
There are two kingdoms, two countries, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. So there are only two spiritual passports. One very dark passport and one very bright passport. Can I ask you not to walk away during the service? Yesterday, many of you walked away. If your president was here, you would not just walk out like that. So I want to ask you to stay till we finish. We will not take long. Because of you, we will do it quickly and go and close.
Defwaya ukutimi pusho kutila ilelo. Mwiyesha ukufuma pano. Mwiyya. Mule pusho akufingi. Ngachia utila wakateka wali pano. Bale landa. Mwishechati. Kutimuwa ya muangefe mwachitre mailo. Ilelo mulolele. Kanofetu pwishe. Elo nomba tusaranga nilechapamo.
Wow.
Wow.
Amen. Now, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Colossians 1:13 says, God has transferred us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So if you are here and you are a believer, you are having a new country. Your country is not Zambia. Your country is kingdom of God.
Avena Korinto, vale irelanda, ukutilesa, ali tufumia, mubufumu, uwanfimfi, elono kututuala mubufumu, uwanubuto. Ngachia uti mulipano ubushiku welelo, muishi batilesa, ala mufumia, mumfimfi, no kumituala mulubuto.
Now, a lot of Africans are very happy when they go to Europe and they stay for a long time. And they get a passport of England or Germany or some other country. Do you have that in Zambia? Do you have Zambians having other passports?
Yes.
Yeah.
Avena Africa vengi, bala chumfwa wino ilo vaya kuchalo champepo, elo bala senda na mapaso. Balaya kuria mukwikala bushetu alikwatana muno muchalo cha Zambia emo baba abachita pwefya musangwefi.
One day I came to Ghana. I was coming home, and when I got there, we have at the passport they say Ghanaians and then foreigners, visitors. And I was working with a Ghanaian. He couldn't even speak English well. He could only speak our local language like Bemba. But when we got to the Ghanaians, foreigners, he went straight to foreigners very happily holding his German passport. He's now a foreigner.
Uko na afuma kuchalo cha Ghana, kwali ubushikwero na kumenye umwina Ghana munandi, era twaire pa office no kumona na balemba, apana balemba ati abena Ghana. Era na apana balemba ati abena fialo. Lero echa nsunguishe kumunandi umwina Ghana. Awe na kubula fioluendo. No kia mkuingila pari abalembe ati abena fialo.
He was very happy that now he was a German.
Aliwa sansa mukasana ukumunati nomba ava umwina German.
Tonight you must be happy that you are in the kingdom of God, not German or Italian or America passport or whatever. It's kingdom of God you must be happy about. When you die, you reach the immigration, there will be two signs. Kingdom of heaven and kingdom of darkness. That is when you see there's nothing like Italian or Zambian. You cannot use Zambian passport. What color is Zambian passport? What color? Green. You cannot use your green passport in heaven to go to heaven. You need a kingdom of heaven passport.
Idiot! mukafwa mukaya kulia kumuru sikwaliba inchende shimuka mona na valemba ubufumu walubutorufumu wanfimfi uku takwawa iyo ukula kabile chitupa ushe ichitupa cha Zambia cha kwate langinshi green tamule kabiro ukwate chitupa cha ilangiri ya katapa katapa iyo
iyo iyo iyo
iyo iyo
Now every new kingdom you go to, there are new laws. And you have to respect the laws, otherwise you get into trouble. And each kingdom has strange rules.
Ububu fumuturela ndapo, wali kwata amafunde. Kayu ni mufire muavela amafunde. Eno mumuine munchende ya ububu fumu. Mwaliba imiputule ingi.
One day I went to Nigeria.
Ubu shikumona ire kuchalo cha Nigeria.
And they told me, tonight we will pick you for church. So I said, what time? They said, 4 o'clock. I said, what? Is it evening or afternoon?
Ubu shikumona ire kuchalo cha Nigeria. Era obanja tibara isansenda ukuya mukulongana. Elona ishire ipusha ni ishita nshi. Ushe ni foro koloko mchunguro nanguyo.
Not knowing that church starts at 5 o'clock
ukwa
in the afternoon. That is evening. Evening is 5. And they close by 8. As we are starting to preach here at 8, they've closed by 8. In Nigeria. That's Nigeria. You have to know why.
Ukwa bulofi ishiro kwevati. Bena batampa 5 koloko muchungulo. Ero ifwe tuatema muru chelo kuma 8 koloko. Mufile mwa ishiva. Chinshi.
Hey. So when I was going home in the evening, the pastor who came to pick me, he came to pick me with a very nice car at 4 o'clock. But when we were going, I went straight to the nice car. He said, no. No nice car. He said, we don't use this type of car in the evening. We use a different car in the evening to go to where we are going. Hey!
Kapyunga uwa ishire mukunsenda na motoka. Aishbariko inkunkula nubansa imo. Iyae mbabu ino wino. Eo na atikuti tunina ibele awe te hii iyo munyina. Tatuenda mungu nkula luvansa iya musangwefi.
And the pastor told me, I've stayed in Nigeria all my life. I've never seen any bad thing. You have to know how to stay here. Yes, these are the rules. He said in the evening, we don't use this nice car to pass here. We use only old cars.
Oyu kapyunga aishire njeva ukutira ino gana wishure fo kwikala muno ino kwa fita tatubonfya ishinkunkula lubansa ishisuma ukuyoko tufure twa bonfya ko ishi ishi shimone kabwino eso twenda nacho mumfimfi.
Then I went to another country.
Kavina ire kutakuchalo chimbi.
Switzerland. I know somebody, when you go to Switzerland, one of the rules, you everywhere you go, you carry your passport. You don't move without passport.
Switzerland.
Another country, Belgium, when you are driving, you have to have a certain amount of dollars in your pocket. Always. I don't know if that rule can apply in Zambia. You must have some dollars always on you. If you don't have it, it's against the law. Yes.
Inga yoaya kuchano cha Belgium na kwa riba kwe fundo utiyon selo lenda ufire na usungako ka dola mwi poketi.
Now, I can tell you more stories, but when you come to the kingdom of God, there are also some new rules here. And if you don't respect it, you will suffer.
Yes.
One day a Ghanaian went to Switzerland, and when he got there, he went on the bus. No, there was no conductor, no driver asked him for money, nothing. He went on, he came off, and he told his friend, here, bus is free. But only that he didn't know the rules of that country, Switzerland. You see, in Switzerland, when you go on the bus, nobody asks you for money. So you would think it's free, but it's not free. So one day, he got on the bus. Every day he goes free, very happy. So one day he was sitting on the bus. As soon as he got, two men came on. When they came on, they said, suddenly, he said, everybody, ticket. So they came, ticket, ticket. Then when they got, he said, is it? It's free. It's free. The next bus stop, they arrested him. Police. He paid more than 2 years of buses before they release him. Yes. Hey. You know, because there is a machine there. You pay always, but nobody checks you. But the day they catch you, if they catch you one, you pay about 5 years bus. Now, in the kingdom of God, there is a very special law that is the law of the mustard seed. A mustard seed is very small. Somebody brought me mustard seed. I don't know if you have mustard seed here. Somebody brought me mustard. If you throw mustard seed here, it's like the sand. You can't see which one is the seed. It's very, very small. It's like sand. And the Bible says that the kingdom of God, it is a kingdom of mustard seeds. Very small things make a difference. A small thing is very important. In this kingdom, it's not big things that are important. It is small things that are important. There are many small things that are very important in the kingdom of God. For instance, a small thing like a book. A book. A book can change your life. Just a small thing like a book. I am standing here preaching in Indola because somebody gave me a book when I was a teenager. And that changed my life. Because this kingdom, you may think it is big things, but something small will change your whole life. God has chosen something small like preaching the gospel. As it looks like it's nothing. When you even as we've come here, the money we have used to come to Indola, The money we have used to come to Zambia. And then we preach. 30 minutes, 1 hour, and you go. And it looks as if nothing has happened. You see, but Bible says God has chosen the foolishness of preaching to save the world. Hallelujah. Your mother couldn't change you. Your father couldn't change you. Even when you are fornicating every day, your mother cannot control you. Your father cannot, nobody control you. But when you hear the word of God, then you see that your life is changing. Just small preaching and you can see that a change is coming in your life by that small thing.
Kwaliba agakant akanono mwana ni twalisa ukufuma kuchalo cha Ghana no kuposa indalama no kwisa kuno no kushimikira itishire moneka ichikankala mone ngamwatimu mone tapali chimbi ichingamika vano koteti bamika kule lero ichemo cha kwale sauti cha mikakula. Amen.
Yes.
Chachine.
If I was a businessman
gachaut nalishima kwevo
bringing investment of millions and billions of dollars, I am sure maybe the president himself would have said, oh, I want to see this man. But if you are just preaching, it's like, what is preaching? It's nothing. Most secular leaders don't recognize the power of something small. You see, because the kingdom of God is made up of something small.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Chachine.
If I was the most important surgeon, heart surgeon of the world, or a special eye surgeon who can make special operations, maybe you'll be surprised how important it will be for me to come to this country and other nations. But when they say, who is this? He's a preacher, or he's one of these prophets, one of these pastors. They even want to threaten you because it looks like nothing. But you go to nations where there has been no gospel. Go to nations there where there is no crusade. I'll take you to nations where there is no crusade, where there has been no preaching of the gospel. And you see the darkness and the wickedness and the suffering that is there. Because that thing that looks like a small thing is not there.
Gachaudi chari muri mo wabu shinganga. Ewo limbina ishenawo. Gana mumona nefyo nsengero gafiriko ifya ibelako. Leno imbila suma ya libeya ibelako. Kwa liba ifya lofuma ukoku shabako nangu abantu kuyako. Uku kwata komusonkano. Bantu mwana ni imbila ya kwalesa. Ya bafye akantu gakalubuto akanono. Leno eifumi yapu elfinfi. Amen.
In Ghana,
Muchalo cha Ghana,
in 1847,
Mumuaka wa 47, 1847,
some Swiss men got on a boat and came to Ghana. Huh? Six of them. And they came to Ghana. All of them died. All of them died in Ghana. As if they did nothing. One came again later, and he did not die. And he was able to translate the Bible into our language. That today, Ghana has over 70% Christians. But when he came, maybe nobody welcomed him. Maybe the governor, I'm sure you also had a British governor. We had a governor. They were like important people. But these missionaries, you see, God said that his kingdom is like a mustard seed, something very small. But when it grows, It is everything.
Iyo wa mishoni baishire ku cyaro cya Ghana bari se mutanda. Baishye murano kubomba ero baishirefwa. Lero baishire ikintu ikikankala necho bashire libuku. Ero muntu mu aishire bura iribuku no kulipiribula. Iribuku chemo monen akano butoka luba kawa se akanono. Leronga kamena chiresa mukuba ichimu titi kalamba. Amen.
Look at my hand. You see, when Jesus had heard of Jairus' daughter who was sick, they said, "Can you come and lay your hand on her?" Not that, "Can you come and do operation?" Or "Can you come and give injection?" Or "Can you come and give money if you can just lay your hand?" So people don't understand. You see, in the kingdom of God, something very small is very important. If you can come and lay your hands on my daughter, she will be whole. And that is all that Jesus did. The woman who was bent over like this for 18 years, Jesus said to her, he didn't do operation. "Look, do you know the operation you have to do? This is called scoliosis. Scoliosis. The spine bends. Sometimes it bends like this and like this. It's kyphosis and scoliosis. Kyphoscoliosis. It's twisted and bent. You can't come up again like this." 18 years. And Jesus said, "Woman, thou art no surgery." Then the Bible says he laid hands on her. He said, "Ought not this woman whom Satan has oppressed for 18 years be loose?" His hand, as soon as his hand touched her, the demon, not surgery, not oppression, went out of her.
Ubushikumo jaira aire kuri Yesu Kristo no kumwebati isakunganda wisovike indu pishobe pamwana wandi umulwele. Mwana niko kwari kono mwana kashumo uwalwele pa miaka 10 na chine konsekonse ali uwakongosa ububulwele bulwele ubwa kutinu mayaku tubarange ngongo ngakuya kuchipatara kule pula takwetya maka yaku yololo kuti ende bwino na kalya iyo lelo Yesu ili aishi atire we mwana kashi na unda kwa kumurwele obu, ubyo mutunturu, na popele aololoka.
Tonight,
Munobushiku,
you must grow to respect the law of the kingdom of God.
Mufi.
A very small thing, a very small thing, can make a very big thing.
Munobushiku.
A book, a preaching, a sermon, a word, a blessing, a curse. That's all. When God told Adam, "From the day you eat this thing, you will die." When he said, "In the sweat of your face, you will sweat from today." It's not a small thing. A certain woman told her daughter, she said to her daughter, "You will sell beans." Do you know beans? Do you have beans in Zambia? Beans. You eat beans. Her daughter went to university. And the mother told her, "You think you are great. You think you have gone to university. You will sell beans." I tell you, she went, she did master's, first degree, everything, and came to sit there by the roadside to sell beans. Because, you see, in the kingdom, a small word can change your whole life.
Kuti kamilenga ukukakurwa kumaka yonse aya mfimfi. Amen.
God sent Jesus.
Lesa atumile Yesu.
When Jesus was born,
ino Yesu afielwe,
people were selling rice outside the stables where he was born. They didn't even stop selling the rice. "The Son of God has come." Nobody knew that the Son of God has come. Those who were selling rice were selling rice. Those who were selling beans, those who were selling shima, were selling, they were all outside the stables They were passing, they were holding food, they were selling. Life was going on, not knowing that the Son of God has descended. You see, in the kingdom, small thing is changing the whole world.
Mwene, abantu baleka mushana panse kwa lya makwebo. Bambi balestisha umupunga. Bambi balestisha wali. Balestisha ifyare kararekana. Nomba tava isho ati umufumubwa kwa lesa na wikila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blood of Jesus, it looks like a small thing.
Umulopu wakwa Yesu, ula mwene kanga kantua kanono.
But even Zambia,
nangu ichalo cha Zambia,
a whole African nation,
Africa,
so big, is claiming the blood of Jesus as a Christian nation over Zambia. Jesus died on the cross. He was treated as a criminal. It looked like nothing has happened in the world. When they nailed Jesus to the cross, suddenly, the troublemaker was gone out of the world. No more trouble. This man is gone. It looked as though one of these troublemakers has been finally silenced. But you see, in the kingdom, a very small thing looks like a small thing. But in this kingdom, it's not a small thing. So my visit here to Indola, it may look like a small thing, but you'll be surprised that it's not a small thing at all.
Uachimfulunganya nomba naya bamano kwakwati pacharo na patarala chamunekenga kantwa kanono sana moneni ukutandala kwandi muno mundola kule moneka ngakwantwa kanono lero te kantwa kanono iyo.
God has chosen foolish things, foolish things of the world, nothing, apparently nothing, to change the whole world.
Let's answer a fintif mureka if you have wele wele. If you have fishkwe tobu piribula muni dinwe sonde. Ukutifi piribule dinwe sonde.
And one day,
ubushikumumo,
I'm speaking to everybody here.
Delanda kuri mwonse pano.
Only one thing will matter.
Ichin tuchimo echini chikankala.
Yes.
Chachine.
It's your name. In the book of life. Do you know Jesus as your Savior? It looks like nothing. Yeah. You know, I went to medical school for 7 years. Can you believe? 7 years of my life, they were teaching me physiology, biochemistry, anatomy, virology, bacteriology, orthopedics, psychiatry, ophthalmology, internal medicine, surgery, gynecology, community health, bacteriology. And still, they couldn't make me a doctor.
Bansambilishe, if you want to valelanda. If ya bufyashi, if ya bushilu, lelo wali firwa, ukumpanga shinganga.
Hey.
Hey.
Even after I qualified,
nelo na fikiri ishe, ukupuisha masambililo.
And I had my certificate as a doctor.
Elo na kuate nechi pepalo cha masambililo, nga shinganga.
It is a small thing that Jesus touched my heart. That is what actually changed me. And I still could not follow this paper and become be a doctor. I have to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ after 7 years of trying to change me.
I can't siaka nono akakwati Yesu aishire ikata umutima wandi na ine nashininwa no kubula mapepa la yabu shinganga na posa awo mweneno kwisa kuno
hey you know my father was so happy when I finished 7 years
but atabali sansa mukasana leba mwenena kwisha imyaka chine lubali.
So now what are you going to do that you are qualified? I'm going to preach.
Hey!
You see, the kingdom of God looks like a very small thing. But it's a very big thing. And you must respect it. I'll tell you something.
There was
a man, a professor in a university.
Hey.
And this professor was going on a journey. And he got to a river. And he needed to cross the river. And the river is like the sea, like Congo River, very big with storms. And there was only one man there with a boat, quite a small boat. So the man decided to take the boat. He asked, how much is it? He got in the boat and started going with the man. So the boat was going coolly. Then as the boat was going, the professor asked the man who was paddling and taking him across because he saw him eating with his hands. So he asked him, hey, man, young man, do you know bacteriology?
Hello, you professor. I bene uyumuntu akabwa twampera nendarama. Awe banina balaya. Era nomba uyumukaramba professor aishire ipusha uyuwa leo bobwato. Ukwewa tushe wali ishiba iyo bachilanda.
Listen.
Ukutikeni.
The man who was eating with his hands. He said, wait, let me finish. He was eating with his hand. He said, no, I don't know bacteriology. And the professor told him, 30% of your life is gone.
Oy.
Then he asked him, as he was eating, still with his hand, his dirty hand, he asked him, do you know virology? And the man said, I don't know virology. And he told him, another 30% of your life is gone. So as they were going, he continued eating and he was licking his fingers. So the man asked him, the professor asked him, do you know parasitology? And the man in the boat said, I don't know parasitology. And he said, 35% of your life is gone. Hey! So the man, wait. So the man as he was going, are you listening? As he was going, the weather changed. And it was no more sun shining. And it started to rain. And then the boat, at first it was very calm. That's why he was able to eat. It was very calm. So he was eating and he was rowing. So then the boat started to go a bit like this. A bit like this. Then the waves became very big. Some of the waves go very high. And then the wind started to go. And it became dark and the rain was coming. So the young man turned to the professor and asked the professor, professor, do you know swimminology? Do you know swimminology? Hey!
Yeah!
Do you know swimminology? And the professor said no. Then he said, 100% of your life is gone. 100% of your life is gone. Hey! You see, you may not know bacteriology, parasitology, but the small swimminology, that is what is going to save your life. So when you come to the kingdom, you think that it's something small that you have. But it's a very great thing that you have. The blood of Jesus and the cross of Jesus Christ is a very great thing that God has given to us. It may look like it's nothing, but it's a very great thing. Do you know swimmingology? Hey! So you may ask your brother, do you know blood of Jesusology? Do you know cross of Jesusology? Hallelujah! Tonight, I know, I don't know who you are, but I came to tell you, on the day that Jesus died, he took a cup and he said, this is my blood, which is shed for the sins of the whole world. Tonight I came to tell you, what can wash away your sins? What can wash away your sins? Only the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
The Bible says all things are purged up. Clean by the blood. The blood cleans things. The blood purges. When Jesus was on the cross, they pressed the crown on his head and blood, small blood, was coming from his head. They whipped him at the back. They whipped him at the back and blood was coming from his back. They nailed his hands. Blood was coming from his hands. They nailed his feet. Blood was coming. And finally they took a sword and put it in his stomach and twisted the intestines, and blood was coming. It looked like a small thing. It looked like a small thing. But the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Tonight, God wants to wash away your sins and write your name in the book of life. It may seem like a small thing. Maybe that's why today pastors don't preach about the gospel, because it looks like something small. Somebody was telling me, you are preaching basics. Basics. These are the mustard seeds of salvation. Tonight, how many of you want Jesus to wash away your sins? Stand to your feet, let me pray with you. How many want this mustard seed in your life? If you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins away tonight, it may look like a small thing, but tonight may be the most important night of your whole life. This Friday, today,
Ireno kwali tisano. Ireno.
May look like, oh, just a day. Maybe the crusade looks like, oh, this is nothing. But this may be everything for your life and your ministry. If you are here tonight and you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins away, then I want your hand to be up like this. If you want your sins to be washed, the blood of Jesus, and your hands must be up.
And
say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for tonight. Oh God, I know I am a sinner. I am sorry for all my sins. Tonight, I humble myself before the cross of Jesus. Please wash me with your precious blood. Tonight, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. Please cleanse me. Wash me. Wash away my wickedness, my sins, with the blood of Jesus. Tonight, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Master. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me as your child. From tonight, I am born again. From this moment, I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. You have saved me by the cross, by the blood, by your blood. Tonight, I am registering in the book of life. Now say after me, Lord Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. Everybody say, you see, it looked like a small prayer that your life depends on it. Say, Lord Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. My name is, mention your full name. Please write this name in the book of life. From tonight, I am registering. I'm registering in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. Now lift your finger like this. Say after me, Satan. Satan. Listen very carefully. From tonight, me and you is finished. From tonight, Satan, I reject you. I refuse you. I bind you. I curse you. Go out of my life. In the name of Jesus, I am a child of God. I belong to God. I'm washed by the blood of Jesus. I am saved. My name is in the book of life. Now lift your two hands and wave your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Wherever you are standing, say, thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Thank you, Lord. Say thank you. 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 Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the preaching of the gospel. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for sending a preacher. Thank you for sending missionaries to Zambia. Thank you for blessing Zambia. Thank you for saving my life. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God tonight you are born again. Tonight you are saved. Tonight you are healed. Tonight God has rescued you, written your name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation. Thank you for the cross. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Landena timwe Yesu. Na isa kuri iwe. Muri buno bushiku. Inendi mubembu. Mbere nakiko luse. Pame mushon session abifya. Kabiri nsambeni. Mumulo pa wenu. Yesu Kristu. Ingire ni mumutima wandi. Mutampyo kunteka. Mutampyo kuntungulula. Ilelo. Na lembe sheshi nariandi. Mwibuku lienu ili amweo. Ishi nariandi nili. Mulumbule shi narenu. Ishi nariandi nili. Na lembe sha. Mwibuku lienu. Kabili sonteni. Mula umunu mumulu. Mulandati satana. Na kukana. Ikufumelelo. Shiri chibusa ove. Ntekelako. Kabie. Ninka kulua, shiriu ove, naku kana, kabie, naka na fionse, chakendepo na iwe, ile ronaboa kwa Yesu, jampenu kutotela net na totela mwe Yesu.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to lead you to make a promise to God. My favorite verse in the Bible is seek ye first. One of my favorite verses. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I want to pray with you. God is going to do something and you will also do something. How many will put God first from today? God will be first. Now all the things you need, all things shall be added unto you. God will now give you all the things that you need in your life. How many believe what I'm saying? So God will be first. That's your side. God's side, he will give you all things that people are seeking for will be added to you easily from today. If you will make that agreement, put your hand on your heart and make that agreement as Christians in Dola, that you are going to seek the kingdom of God first, not second. And God's side is that all things will be added to you. Pray in a moment. Father, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are giving ourselves to you tonight in Dola. Seek ye first the kingdom. The kingdom must be first. This is our covenant. An agreement with you that you are going to be first in our lives in Dola. From today, you will never be second. You will never be third. You will never be last. You will be first in my life from today. Father, thank you. We ask you, oh God, to fulfill your covenant. That as we are putting you first, all things should be added to us according to the promise of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Now, it's time for miracles. God's healing power. How many know that Jesus is a healing Jesus? You know, as a medical doctor, I see miracles differently from ordinary people. Because when somebody says something, I can see it because I've been there. doing operations, seeing conditions, killing people. And I know how this one becomes like this. This becomes this. This one becomes this. So when Jesus came to the world, and the Bible says, when even was come, they brought unto him all that were sick and tormented, and all that were possessed of the devil, and they cast them down at his feet, and he healed them all. Insomuch that the blind saw, the deaf heard, the lame were walking. Miracles that, as a doctor, you know what a doctor cannot do. There are so many things doctors cannot do. I am one, well trained in one of the best medical schools in the world. Tonight, the supernatural power, the oil, the anointing. Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with power. Power. There's power here tonight. Oil. It's moving oils like oil. And God's power is here to heal and to set you free. It may look like a small thing, like a prayer. Many times people say, you just prayed a short prayer. In the kingdom, things look small, but they are very big. Yesterday night, we were hearing amazing testimonies. And tonight, your testimony will be even nicer. Put your hand wherever your problem is. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
Natotela.
Thank you. Thank you.
Natotela.
Whatever disease, whatever problem, you came here with, whatever dwarf or demon or entity followed you to this place, it is cut off from your life tonight in the name of Jesus. Your pain is disappearing right now. Your cancer is being healed tonight in the name of Jesus. The works of darkness in your life are broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. Eyes are opening right now. Eyes. Mental disease is being healed right now. Mental disease. Heart disease is being healed right now. Receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Power is flowing in this place. Power. Yes. Power.
Amaka.
Power.
Amaka.
Anyone that is falling, look, bring that person right here. Anybody falling down, screaming, rolling, bring them to the front here, right now. Power is flowing in this place. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Healings are taking place. Demon power, I see anointing flowing all over this place. Healing is taking place. Healing is taking place. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power in the name of Jesus. Everybody lift your hand and thank God right now. You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
My healer. You sent your word.
You sent your word. And you healed my disease. You are the Lord. My healer.
You are the Lord that healed me tonight.
You are the Lord.
Thanks for your power, Jesus.
You
set your word.
You say.
Right now, put your hand wherever the problem is. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for healings. Receive it now. Something is happening. Something is happening. Satan's curse over your life is broken tonight. You are set free. I see chains breaking off you right now. Chains are going off. Chains. Chains. Anointing power of the Holy Ghost is coming upon you right now. Receive it. Whatever plagues your life, whatever harasses you, whatever wickedness is following you tonight, you are set free by the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior. Father, thank you for your power. Right now, lift your hand and thank God everywhere. Father, we are grateful for so many miracles tonight. Beautiful miracles. Beautiful miracles. Wonderful miracles. Wonderful miracles. Wonderful miracles. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Oh, hallelujah. All right. Check yourself. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it right now. Somebody you couldn't see, open your eyes right now. It's happening. Receive it. You couldn't walk. You couldn't talk. You couldn't hear. Receive the power of God. Right now. Right now. Right now. It's flowing. It's flowing. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for so many miracles tonight. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, if God has healed you tonight, maybe you had a pain, whatever condition you had, you can see that God has done something. Wherever you are, if God has healed you, God has touched you, God has done something for you. Wherever you are, if God has healed you, God has done something for you, walk from where you are and come to the front over here. Just like we did yesterday night. And I want to pray with all of you who come. And if God has touched you, not that you are hoping that he would touch you in the future, but right now you can see that something has happened. Then quickly come to the front. Quickly come. Move. First come, first serve. First come, first serve. So quickly come. You had a lamp. Somebody with a lamp. Your breast. You have been worried. But God is removing that lamp tonight. You will never be operated on. Every woman, lay your hand on your breast. Father, I pray against breast cancer and breast fears now. Every fear of disease of the breast, I break the curse and the works of darkness now. Be healed. Be healed in your breast for today and for tomorrow. In Jesus' name. Receive it. Thank God right now. Thank God. It's happening.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healing and protection is coming on your life. Demons cannot enter your life tonight. You are covered with the covering of the Lord. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, quickly come to the front. Something wonderful is happening. Many, many, many miracles are taking place right now.
Listen. Lesa wa mutende twa mi pala nani 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 Alibuka, umusushi, uyulesa, amavimi aimine, Yesu alibwesha.
Wherever you are, if God has touched you, you couldn't see, but now you can see. Where are you? Raise up your hand. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Where is he?
Ngachakwa chamwale mona. Imyaka yonse itamwale mona. Lero mule mona. Apope ni apo muri. Imyeni kokuboko. Ngachamwale mona. Imyeni kokuboko. The hand is there.
Beautiful. Look at over there. Look over there. The one who's raised his hand should come near this
way.
Quickly, come. Tell them to come. You couldn't see, but suddenly you can see.
Tamwale mona.
Come.
Wangu. Iseni kuntaish.
You had a lamp in your breast. A wonderful miracle. Please, don't leave. Don't go home. I told you at the beginning. Show the respect to God. Amen. We are going to end in about 10 minutes.
Mwiya kunganda na chinyara na mukutendeka. Pere ni muchinshi kulilesa.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Aye.
Pray for every family here.
Put
your hand on your heart. Father, I pray for families. Jesus, whatever is evil in the house, whatever is a planting of Satan in anybody's house here tonight, I cast it out of the house in the name of Jesus. I command healing in your house. I command light in your house. Whatever devil is living with you in the house, I say go in the name of Jesus. When you go back home, the enemy who had planted himself inside the house will be no more there in the name of Jesus. Whatever curse is working, whatever represents a curse in your life, I declare and superimpose a blessing over that curse in the name of Jesus. Receive healing in your life right now. Receive a covering of the Lord. Let your life be healed Let your finances be healed. Let every work of wickedness be aborted in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God right now. I see a healing and a blessing in your family and in your life. You will not have any funeral this year in the name of Jesus. No family member is going to die in Jesus' name. You will never bury your children in the name of Jesus. Receive the healing and the blessing of the Lord upon your life. Whatever represents an evil thing in your life, I break it by the anointing power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Beautiful. BDR, what is happening here right now? Tell me. There are many miracles. We are in Indola. Many miracles. We are in Indola and there are miracles happening now. What is this, Bidia?
Evangelist, for about 1.5 years, she could not see in her right eye.
Wow.
But tonight, Evangelist, when you prayed, the power of God came over her. She can now see in that right eye.
Wow. Amazing. Is it true, my dear?
It
is the truth. When you were praying, the eye was shedding tears until it started to sing.
And then it started to see.
Yes.
The eye was shedding tears. That's the power of God. Close the other side. Let's see. Which one was not seeing? Can you see? Can you see? Do what I'm doing. Do what I'm doing. Wow. Is that not a fantastic? She could not see and then her eyes started to have tears and then close this side again. No, the other side. This one. Touch my nose. Fantastic. We are in Indola. This lady was blind in one eye. And this is how it happened. Tears started to come from the blind eye. And when the tears finished coming out, she could now see. And I don't know how it happened, but I just know that the anointing of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, came upon her and she's healed. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus. And he's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jesus, for your blessing. Wow. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this woman has been totally blind in both eyes since 2008.
Hey.
He had to hold her hand to bring her here. Without holding her hand, she can't go anywhere. Tonight, Evangelist, she's seeing, she's even counting fingers.
Wow. Is it true what they are saying?
Yes.
And then, Mona.
I can see.
Wow, look at that waving.
Thank you,
look
Jesus.
Look at that waving.
Thank you, Jesus.
She can
thank
see.
Thank you, Jesus.
Debbie Janina, Debbie Awila, Debbie Azina, Debbie Awila, Debbie Shalina, Debbie Awila. Yesu Alikula, Alikula, Yesu Alikula. Alikula, Yesu Alikula, Alikula,
wow.
Yesu Alikula,
wow.
Alikula.
What a fantastic
This
miracle.
Is fantastic, evangelist.
Since 2008, blind.
Blind, totally in two eyes.
Jesus. Oh. It's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus, evangelist. Oh. Wow.
She's looking. You can see somebody's looking at something she's not seeing.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, God.
We are in Indola. You know, I don't know, but maybe one day we will come back to Indola.
Hey!
Hallelujah. Maybe this crusade is just a foretaste of another crusade that we're going to come. The real crusade. Maybe this is just a We are in Indola doing some advanced work. This lady has been healed. Fantastic miracles. Are you excited? Are you happy?
I am happy.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Fantastic. You don't even know what to say anymore. All I can say, you are great.
You do miracles so great. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There's no one else like you. There is no
I just love the smile on her face.
Yes.
Can you see the smile on her face? She's smiling. Wow. She's looking. Wow. She was blind, but she can see.
She can see.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Beautiful. BDR, what is going on in Indola? This is an advanced crusade for the real crusade, which is
wow.
Going on.
Wow.
BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady had osteoarthritis of this knee. And her leg was bent, and it was painful to walk.
Wow.
Tonight, the power of God came over her. The leg is straight, and the pain is gone.
How was the leg before?
At least now I can walk, and the pain has disappeared.
Wow. Walk, let's see.
Wow.
She says, at least now I can walk and there's no, but at least now I can walk. And are you happy tonight?
Yes, I'm very happy.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Osteoarthritis. This way, please. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist for 12 years. She's had a problem with her spine. She could not walk. She always has to sit.
Who is that?
This woman.
Wow.
Yes. Tonight when you're praying, she says she heard, get up. And that is it. She's walking.
She always had to do what?
She always has to be seated.
I always had to be seated. As you were playing for me, I was seated.
Because you couldn't do what?
Yes, because I couldn't stand straight. I couldn't walk. There was always pain in my legs. Wow. Especially the knees and the backache.
And now you can stand.
But now I can stand. I'm very surprised. Jesus.
Are you surprised? Come with me.
Yes.
Leave your baby for 1 minute. Leave your baby. Let's walk. She could not walk because she had so much pain. You're surprised.
I'm surprised. God has healed me.
You were not expecting this.
Yes, I wasn't expecting this. I was just seated as I came here.
You're just seated.
Seated on the seat.
Wow. Mm-hmm. God is going to surprise you with something good in the name of Jesus.
Yesu ni wangu wa uzima wa milele. Yesu ni wangu wa uzima wa milele. Wa uzima, wa uzima, wa uzima, wa uzima. Tarimaka, 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 Boda, tarimaka, 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 Banda, Banda, Banda.
Banda, Banda, Banda. Wow.
Bidia. Evangelist, amazing miracles. This lady had a hard lump in her breast about the size of an orange. Tonight, as you prayed, the lump has reduced in size. I palpated it, and it's now very small.
Wow. Is it true?
Yes. It's true.
What was there before?
For 2 years.
2 years. Yes. Hard.
Mm. Hard big lump. Yes.
Big lump.
Yes.
Hey. Now, in medicine, we have three things. We have hard, firm, and soft. When you examine somebody, it's either hard, it's firm, or it's soft. Hard is like your bone. Firm is like your nose. Soft is like your cheek. When you feel it as a doctor. Each one has a meaning. And the one you don't want is the hard. So when she says she had a hard lump, it has a meaning to doctor. I don't want to say so many things here. Yeah. But the lump has shrunk. Now, do you know what radiation is? Doctors give radiation to shrink things. Yes, that's one of the reasons why we give radiation. It shrinks it to make it smaller. Power came tonight. And this thing, whatever it is, has shrunk. And Jesus has finished the healing. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your power, Lord. In Jesus' name. Did you examine her?
I examined her.
This is a medical doctor. She came all the way from Memphis in the United States just to help to explain miracles. Put your hands together for wonderful miracles. Come this way.
Oh, wahambanati, oh, wahambanati, siyabonga, siyabonga Jesu, siyabonga konya mayesu, siyabonga Jesu, siyabonga.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady was sitting in the second row, but she could not even see you. She says that when she looks in the night, everything is like snow. So she was
everything is like what?
Snow. It's like it's snowing.
Snowing?
Yes.
And what happened?
Everything is clear after the prayer. She can see perfectly. Every single snow is gone.
Is it true?
Yes, it's true, evangelist. It's very true. I can see clearly. I couldn't even look at the lights as they are bright like that. If I see my eyes. The tears could come. But now I can look at the lights right now.
And you were sitting here.
I was sitting there. But I was seeing you a bit of it. I was seeing snow, like snow in my eyes. So I was praying. I was saying today, I must see clearly at night.
Man.
I saw this lady sitting here. But I didn't know that she couldn't. She was sitting right here. I didn't know that she couldn't see me clearly. I was seeing her clearly, and she was not seeing. Everybody, put your hand on your eyes.
Yes,
whatever curse is working on your eyes tonight,
yes.
Receive healing, receive healing. You will never go blind in this life in Jesus' name.
Yes, never.
You will never go blind in this life in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering for a wonderful healing. Somebody sitting here could not see, but now she can see clearly.
Wait, evangelist. I have another testimony. Hey. I came with a pain in my heart when I was coming here.
Heart pain.
It was my prayer that when I see you or I hear just your voice, my heart to stop paining. It has stopped. I can even jump right
you
now.
You can even jump.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
You had pain in your heart on
yes.
this side, your left
for,
side.
Since 2010, I had this problem.
Wow.
Even, I have even seen the doctor at the central hospital. I have papers for ECG. They said a bit of my heart is swollen.
Swollen.
Yes. But now...
The pain is gone.
The pain is gone. It's
Jesus
gone.
Is healing heart yes. as well as eyes.
Eyes. Oh, fantastic.
Anybody here who has two problems, if you have one problem, don't raise your hand. But if you have two problems in your life, raise your hand. Let me pray for you. Receive double miracle in your life now in Jesus' name. I see people being healed financially and medically.
Hallelujah.
You are receiving your healing in the name of Jesus. Listen, I want to do something. I've almost forgot. Give me a bucket. I want to pray for you financially. And one of the things that God has shown me, if you want to pray for people financially, help them to plant a seed and pray over their seed. And God will bless the seed and it will grow and they will be blessed. Tonight is the last night, but I want many of you here, we are going to, is it Chilabombwe? I want you to say, evangelist, thank you for coming to Indola. We are expecting you again here. So this is transportation for your trucks and your cars to Chilabombwe and Congo and back to Indola and other places. Hallelujah. But tonight, if you are here and you believe God, you can plant a seed and I'm going to pray. If you don't believe, don't give. It's nothing. It's only for you. I'm doing this. Don't worry. We have to go, even if you don't give. But I'm doing it for you. If you believe, I want to pray over. And there's somebody here, God is touching your heart to buy fuel. Some of you, you can't even hire a taxi from here to Lusaka. A taxi from here. Can you imagine a taxi? How much is it, a taxi from here to Lusaka? Can you imagine all these trucks and cars from here to Lusaka and Livingston and Zimbabwe and South Africa? We have come from South Africa to you here, driving. So if you are here and God touches your heart, if there's somebody here, God is touching your heart to buy fuel. You want to buy 5 gallons. You want to fill one of the tanks or you want to fill all. Maybe you have a fuel station. You want to say, evangelist, here is fuel. After the crusade, bring your truck. Come and fill something. It's a blessing. Let me pray. If you believe in that, lift your hand. Let me pray. Father, for all those that will plant a special seed tonight, let there be a miracle of fuel and cars in everybody's life. Let their lives go faster and easier. Tonight, I pray for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to put some buckets here. Can I move back a bit? Just a little. Move back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 buckets over there, and even on the stage. One. If God touches your life, it's a miracle. Because the double miracle I was praying, usually when you have a problem, it's not one. How many have noticed a problem? They don't come one by one. Usually 2, 3, sometimes about 8. But tonight, as soon as this lady said the 2, and it occurred to me, and I believe that it is for your blessing. So if you are here, God touch you. You can come now. If you want, after the crusade, you can come and say what you want to do. But it's a blessing. So I'll put the buckets here. If God touches you from here to here, you can come from wherever you are and plant it. There are blessings all over this place. Come this way. Father, thank you for your power tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. Come if God touches you. Come just any of the buckets. The security guards are standing. Can I have security here? With the buckets. The buckets are too lonely. Security out here, please. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady could not lift and bend her arm.
Why?
I don't know why, but she could not lift and bend her
arm. No one should leave. Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name. Don't leave. Don't leave. We are going to close, and I'll dismiss you. Why could she not move her hand?
She was experiencing a pain,
pain.
From which was coming from the here
left
to the chest.
The chest. Left arm.
Left arm.
Wow.
And she could not lift.
Left
her arm.
Arm pain with chest pain usually is heart.
Heart.
Father, thank you in Jesus' name. So many miracles. Beautiful. Beautiful. Please make a way for the people who are walking to the front to sow a seed. Beautiful, Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she was diagnosed with cervical cancer.
Cancer?
Yes. And for two months, she's been bleeding like tap, according to her. The blood.
You've been bleeding like a tap.
Yes, yes.
And what happened tonight?
I just came, Benny. The time you were praying for us, then the blood stopped. It has stopped.
Blood stopped. Wow. Cancer of the cervix. The symptom is that there will be bleeding. How old are you, my dear?
2 months. Old. I'm 45.
45.
Yes.
Lift your hands. Cancer of the cervix is being healed in Jesus' name by the power of God. Cancer of the cervix. That is the neck of the womb. The womb has an opening. That's the cervix. The open for the baby to come out and closes after. That opening is the cervix. Come here. What is this?
This lady, Evangelist, she had very bad waist pain.
And
she, yes.
What is that caused by?
Well, it could be caused by spondylosis of the lumbar spine.
Spondylosis.
Of the lumbar spine.
Spondylosis.
Yes.
Bend over. Is the pain gone?
Are the pain is gone.
Is she a
She's
police?
A security officer.
The pain is gone.
Yes.
Father, thanks a million. Miracle healing. In Jesus' name.
Siabonga Jesu, siabonga konya mayesu, siabonga Jesu, siabonga.
Olivia, what is this?
The doctor says she had fibroids, 5 years. Evangelist, she's developed pain in the leg. She could not lift the leg.
Wow.
Tonight is the first time.
Lift up your leg.
Lift your leg.
Wow. Fibroids is a tumor of the womb that makes the womb like bigger. So when it is there, it can press over the legs and a lot of pressure. So many other symptoms can develop. Then it means that it was very big.
Oh,
come
wow.
this way.
Thank you,
power
Jesus.
Is healing you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
In
Jesus'
name. Strength in the name of the Lord. Strength
Crowds
in the name.
Clouds have lined the narrow street.
Wherever you are, if God touches your heart, you want to sow a seed, just come quickly. Make a way for them. Quickly. Quickly. You can come this way and go this way. Beautiful. Many, many healings. This man had a stroke.
He had a stroke. He could not walk at all.
He could not walk at all.
Without the stick. But tonight, he's
beautiful.
Walking.
You see, the power in the leg is divided into grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, grade 4, grade 5. 5. Up
yes.
to 5. So the power was probably at
zero
or 1. And then it's become 1 or 2 or 3. So there's a change
yes.
in the grade of power.
He could not,
he could walk, not walk with, without
at all
this.
Without this.
Is it true?
Chishinka.
It is true.
You could not?
Yes.
And now you can. Walk, let's see. You see, that's it. It's coming. So grade 0... Grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. In the hospital, we give it a grade. You can't move your leg at all, but you can now move it a little. Then it's grade 1, then 2, then 3. You can hit with strength all that is up to grade 5. Jesus, we pray for grade 5. We pray for power, perfect healing in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty.
Another
so
stroke.
Miracle.
Another stroke. She also could not walk.
She could not
this
walk.
This is the first time she's also walking like
this.
Evangelist.
Many people never walk again after having a stroke.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You. We pray for complete power.
Yes, Lord.
In the legs.
Thank you,
in the
Jesus.
Hands, in Jesus'
pain
name.
In the head. Terrible pain. Evangelist, is all gone.
Healing. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Let them come. So many miracles tonight.
Crowds have lined the narrow street.
I felt peace when you were praying.
You felt peace?
Yes, peace in my body.
Receive it.
I feel I'm healed of HIV.
You are healed of HIV?
Yes, yes.
Everybody with HIV, lift your hand and let's pray. Okay, let's all lift our hands so that those without and those who not. Everybody lift your hand, please. With or without, let's all pray. We are praying about HIV now. Let's all lift our hand, please. HIV. Listen, make sure, listen, after this prayer, some people who are HIV positive will turn into HIV negative.
Hallelujah!
And I'm telling you, make sure you send us a message of the testimony. I said, make sure you send what? The testimony of what God has done. Let's pray. HIV, everybody. Father, we pray for healing for all your children. Let HIV positives turn into HIV negatives.
Yes,
Lord, we command the HIV devil virus. Die!
Jesus.
Die!
Jesus.
Die!
Yes!
Die!
Yes!
Die!
Yes!
In the name of Jesus, receive healing. Thank God, everybody. It looks like a small thing, but it's a big thing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Crowds have lined the narrow street.
Oh, yes. To see this man from Galilee.
To see this man from Galilee.
Yes, just a carpenter?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Just a carpenter from there. Leading fools astray.
Shando
Bakabana. Yet many kneel to give him praise.
Jesus, thank you.
And in his eyes they glimpse the power.
God is touching many people tonight. Many people.
That sees.
Listen.
The heart of.
When Jesus came, the Bible said that Jairus' daughter was sick. And he said, if Jesus can come and lay his hands. Hallelujah. So as I lay hands, God's power is touching everybody who is receiving hands laying. Stretch out your hands, everybody. I'm going to pray for all of you in a moment, and then you can leave. Thank you, Jesus, for your power. Receive the healing. Thank you, Lord.
And in his eyes, they glimpse the power.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
That sees,
yes,
the heart of all men.
Thanks, Jesus.
For he knows his father's heart. He sees his father's word.
Thank you, Lord, in the name
for
of
he
Jesus.
Comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, there
Jesus.
Is.
God.
And when my
what is this testimony? What happened?
My grandmother had a stroke. So she's in Lusaka. I just came with a photo of her here. And I told them to tell me whatever is happening at home. When they got me, they said, my grandma started walking.
Your grandmother started walking in Lusaka. Give the Lord a clap offering. Lusaka, miracles are taking place in Lusaka. From here, they are broadcasting it and they are receiving it. Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for the grandmother,
yes,
wherever
Lord.
She is, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful.
And when my
as soon as my hand touches you, you are a miracle takes
yes.
place. You are
yes.
healed.
And when my plans are falling through,
Jesus.
And when my strength is nearly gone.
when there's nothing left to do.
Oh, but to depend
just
on you.
Depend on you.
And the power of your name. The power
and
of your name.
The power of your name. Your name.
Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus.
And as we call upon your name.
Jesus, thank you.
Your strength.
Thank you.
To weakness to show.
Thank you, Lord.
We can know the master's plan. Extend the master's hand. When we come in the name of the Lord.
Jesus, thank you for healing.
There is strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power.
There is power in the name of the Lord.
There's hope in the name of the Lord.
There is hope.
Oh, yes.
In the name of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Blessed.
Blessed. Blessed is he who comes.
In the name of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
The name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the
All right.
Lord.
Lift your hands. Let me pray for everybody. Father, thank you for blessing in Dola, touching the lives of everyone here. Everyone who has been at this campaign and their families, we declare a blessing. We declare the blessing will prevail against the curse and against whatever is wickedness working in their lives. Thank you for blessing the church in Indola to grow mightily and be strong. Thanks for your power in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Indola.
There is strength in the name of the Lord.
My God.
There is power.
My God.
In the name
My God.
Of the Lord.
There is hope in the name of the Lord.
There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name.
We break the curse of epilepsy. Satan, come out in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we lift your holy name. For you are great.
Epilepsy is broken in Jesus' name.
So great.
Yes.
There is no
yes.
one else like you.
Yes. Jesus.
There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great.
Yes.
There is no one else,
no one else
like you.
There's no one else like you.
There is no one else
Beautiful.
Like you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Jesus,
Jesus,
you
thanks.
Deserve the glory,
thanks. Thanks,
and the honor.
My God.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. For
you,
you
are great.
Great.
Yes,
you do miracles.
You do miracles.
So great.
So great.
There is no one else like you.
There is no.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name.
Jesus. We pray for mercies, Lord. Mercy.
He's a healing Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Jesus, thanks. Thanks for mercy. Thanks for mercy. Thanks for your power. Thanks for your power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord in Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your power.